Hi there, and welcome to Nika's Nuggets, where we sort through the happenings of life in search for the pebble in your shoe, the bears on the road, and the beliefs that keep you from moving swiftly along your path. Self-care, mental health, spirituality, and more nuggets to be found on the road forward. Are you coming? To continue with last week's topic of moving somewhere, potentially far away, where no one knows you and you get to start with a clean slate. And so I have to make sure that you don't misunderstand me because I said it perhaps kind of lightly. It is not to be done lightly. But if it is what's calling to you, then it's to be done and not just thought about. That was my point. About 3.5 years into my familial adventure, in case you missed it, moving to Chile, adjusting, settling in, going to school, starting a business, you know, everything that comes with that, things took a turn for the worst. A combination of factors made that we struggled for a while, financially, mentally, physically. The details of the hows and the whys don't really matter all that much. Tolstoy once wrote, "All happy families are the same, but every unhappy family is unique in its misery." Maybe I'm paraphrasing. It was something like that. I'm honestly not even sure it was Tolstoy. But anyway, it all came to a head when my parents split up. And everyone's first thought was sort of, oh my gods. What have you gone and done? You move your whole family across the globe and then you go and break up. And yes, they did. Not telling you this for like sympathy or whatever. Shit happens everywhere and to everyone. No, I'm telling you this because I want to address the whole children from a broken home, parents that hate each other, like these kind of dynamics that you often hear about when a separation occurs. Not that I have any children or a partner to separate from, but that is not the point. The point is, I am not from a broken home. My home and my family are not broken. Was what happened painful? Yes. Did it take time to heal? Definitely. Did it take effort to stick together and heal the whole thing? Also, yes. And honestly, at first, we weren't very good at it at all. And it definitely felt broken. There was a lot of anger and a lot of pain and a lot of resentment. And then after a while, there was like a sort of pause. And then the bickering started. But never in any of it did my parents forget that they will share us, their children, until the day they die. Until the day we die. Like, we will share them as parents, you know, me and my brother. Anyway, I recently heard of a couples counselor who uses the connection that a couple might have to their children, or if they don't have any anything that they have built or made or have together, as a way to remind them what they are capable of together, how much love or pride they share for their kids or other, and the importance of trying to keep it all together. And the last bit ruffled my feathers a little, especially because, well, as I will go on to tell you, and as I just said, my family is not broken, even though my parents are separated. And I know quite a lot of people whose parents have gone through rough patches or are separated, and who fall in one of the two extremes. One is everything's fine, and the other is everything is horrible. So it shook me a little bit. Maybe I misunderstood it, but I found it a fantastic idea to remind a couple of the living things that they share. But not all relationships, and I'd argue that most relationships don't last forever, and they don't have to. We grow, we evolve, we learn new things about the world and about ourselves and about the people around us. And so does the other partner. Every single one of us does. And that is a beautiful thing. And yeah, there are definitely relationships that evolve with the people. Rather, the people make it evolve with them. They choose to do this. They choose to do this work. They make it so. But there is nothing wrong with a relationship having run its course. We have this thing seared into our brains, wherever it came from, not naming names, that it has to last forever for it to be successful. And that's not true. There's nothing wrong with not fitting together anymore. There is nothing wrong with fighting and deciding to break and then patching things up again. There's also nothing wrong with staying separated and finding yourself, remade, renewed, perhaps with other people, perhaps by yourself. There's nothing, just as there's nothing wrong or right for that matter, with staying together and toughing it out. But, in all capitals, but, as a child of separated parents, and I went through it at a rather late age. I was 17, 18. So I was aware of what was happening, which is perhaps the thing that helps me to say this. As a child of separated parents, I can tell you that it is never in the children's best interest to stay together just for the sake of keeping it together, not breaking up the family. It didn't take very long for me to see that after the worst was over. Both of my parents were happier and freer people. It allowed them to grow and change and try new things, make new discoveries. They grew, they both grew a lot as people, as individuals. And I would much rather have a separated family that is happy than one that is miserable together. You don't stay together for the children's. Why would you burden them with that responsibility? Splitting up does not mean never agreeing on anything again. It doesn't mean never seeing each other again. It doesn't mean that now you're enemies. It mostly means remembering and agreeing on the good that you accomplished together and the recognition that you cannot or don't want to continue in the way that you have. And that leaves like a million different options open as to how to continue. My parents, I'm happy to say, are great friends. They split over a decade ago. My mom and my dad's wife get along very well, which, considering the fact that they are very much alike, isn't all that strange, I suppose. Like, we spend long weekends in one house. My mom, my dad, his wife, my brother's wife. We are not broken. We've expanded. And expansion, mentally, emotionally, is kind of what life's about, no? To love deeper, to know more, and to go further. Thank you for joining me and listening. This is obviously not the end of the story, so stay tuned for more. Next time, we'll dig into the dirt for a new nugget and possibly clear some rocks from the road. Don't forget to like, follow, or subscribe, and check out nomadicnika.com for more. I am your host and awareness coach, Nika, and I hope I see you next time. You can also find me on Instagram at nomadic.nika if you're interested in seeing photos from trips, some of my favorite quotes, and some poetry that I've written myself, possibly another source for some extra potential nuggets.